a sudden ending there. I thought there was more coming. Well, good morning.
Good morning.
It is so good to see all of you today. We're so glad that you're with us on this second Sunday in Lent. And we want to welcome all of you. And we're praying for God's blessing and presence to be real to you today in this place. And we want to welcome those online that'll be listening later in the week. And a little later on, we're going to be talking about an interesting topic. I want to talk to you this morning about God's beautiful face and what that means for us during this Lenten season and how God imparts beautiful faith into our lives. Well, let's begin by standing together and joining and singing our Gloria Patria. Join together for our call to worship this morning in the bulletin. When enclosed by fear and confusion, what do we say?
God is our light and salvation. Who shall we fear?
When threatened and longing for peace, what do we say?
God is the stronghold of our lives.
When anxiety and solitude engulf, what do we say? Come, let us worship God who hides us in the day of trouble and covers us under the wings of love. Well, let's join together this morning and sing that hymn, Praise Him, Praise Him, number 43, or you can follow along on the PowerPoint this morning. Praise Him, praise Him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. Sing over His wonderful love, proclaim. Hail Him, highest archangels in glory. Strength and honor give to His holy name. Like a shepherd, Jesus will guard His children in excellent greatness.
Praise Him,
ever in joyful song. Praise Him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. For our sins He suffered and bled and died. He our rock, our hope of eternal salvation. Sound His praises, Jesus who bore our sorrows, love unbounded, wonderful, deep and strong. Praise Him, tell of His excellent greatness. Praise Him, ever in joyful song. Praise Him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. Heavenly portals loud with hosannas ring. Jesus, Savior, reigneth forever and ever. Crown Him, prophet and priest and king. Christ is coming over the world victorious. Power and glory unto the Lord belong. Praise Him, tell of His excellent greatness. Praise Him, ever in joyful song. Well, let's join together there for our opening prayer this morning. Loving God, you are our only strength, our only refuge, our only hope. Amid all the voices of fear in this world, we turn to you for your grace. Speak to us and bring us safely under your wing. Light our way in this time of worship. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. And we're going to be going to 404 next. I surrender all. Oh, to Jesus I surrender all. To him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him, in his presence daily live. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. All to Jesus I surrender. Humbly at his feet I bow. Worldly pleasures all forsaken, take me, Jesus, take me now. I surrender all. I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender, make me Savior, wholly thine. Let me feel the Holy Spirit, truly know that thou art mine. I surrender all, I surrender all, to thee, my I surrender, Lord, I give myself to thee. Fill me with thy love and power. Let blessing fall on me. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to thee, my blessed. Well, I'm going to invite our kids, if they would come down. I think we only have a few this morning. Good morning. How's everybody doing? Huh? It's good to see you guys this morning. Yeah. So, what do you think? Did the storm keep you up last night? You slept right through it? All right, good. I'm glad. I didn't hear anything till the cats wanted to go out at 5 o'clock this morning. Yeah. Well, I knew we were supposed to get some thunderstorms we could, but they weren't anything big. But I heard about some areas that did get some big storms. Yeah. Have you ever been in a storm that was kind of scary before? Yeah. Did you ever hear like the loud boom of the thunder so loud it woke you up? Like, yeah. Oh, yesterday morning. Yeah. Yeah, we can hear that. Did you have dogs or cats?
No, we got rain.
Did they go and hide?
Oh,
yeah. Sometimes they get scared. Oh, it almost ripped off your mom's arm. My gosh. I wouldn't want that to happen. The dog was so scared?
No.
Oh.
And he also lived in my chair.
experience fears at times. Those can be kind of scary, can't they? Different fears. I think I talked to you about this a while back when I did that sermon series, but how many of you love spiders? And you let them crawl all over you? No. How many of you like snakes and you pick them up and play with them and you see them out in the yard? You don't like them? Okay, here's my own secret. I do not like snakes. I don't even like to get near them. Yeah, I don't like them at all. How about just creepy crawly bugs? You like creepy crawly bugs? Yeah. Okay, so there's all kinds of things. Sometimes things can scare us in life. But you know what? God is with us. And we're going to be reading from Psalm 27 this morning. And you know how the psalmist dealt with his fears? He said, I'd like to go to church. Although in his day, he would have been in the temple. And worship with God's people. Why? What was so special about going to be, and I'm just going to say church, because with all of God's people? Because that's where God's presence was. And where God's presence is, God's presence gives us courage and confidence and strength to face whatever we may face in life. And it's because we know that God is with us. And God's presence is with us. And that's why Jesus and the disciples and the prophets and Moses and all these people, even God in the Bible, says, fear not, for I am with you. That's God's presence with us all the time. And we don't have to be afraid no matter what we face. Okay? All right. You guys can head on downstairs this morning. And as they're heading down this morning, we want to take a few moments to go to prayer, but we want to allow you to have the chance to share your joys and concerns this morning. And so we will let you know about that and give you a chance to do that. Let everybody else know about that. So we will go ahead. Yes.
Unspoken.
Okay. Well, there's several. Let's start in the beginning here.
Just prayer. Thanks for prayers for Kimmy. Everything went well. And just continued prayers for Sweetie's recovery.
Yes. Yeah. Good. I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad everything went well for her then. So we want to remember Kimmy as she is recovering from that surgery then this morning on her foot. And then...
Her good friend who just was diagnosed with Alzheimer's.
Oh. So we want to remember Mary Ann's friend this morning. Somebody else? We've got several in the back.
Unspoken.
Okay.
My sister-in-law had emergency surgery Thursday and is expected to probably be in the hospital for a week or maybe two. Who knows? But Linda's her name.
Linda? Okay. Thank you for sharing that. Had emergency surgery. It's going to be recovering. And we definitely want to keep her in our prayers. Saw a couple others. Yep.
My daughter lives in Owensboro, Kentucky, and they had a horrible hailstorm. You can go online and you can see pictures of it. It destroyed houses and cars and just be with Kentucky.
Yeah.
Friday night.
Yeah, she was telling me that the hail was golf ball size and coming through their windows. Yes. Yeah. And damaged the one side of her car really bad and others and homes. Yeah, so. And then I asked her, I said, is that part of the area that had that flooding several weeks ago? And she said, part of that area, yes. So, oh my gosh, one thing after another. And definitely want to keep them. I already had that written down there for that northern Kentucky area there. And definitely want to keep them in our prayers. And oops, I'm going to grab something. I saw another hand. Who else? Go ahead. Go ahead, Mike.
Joy. Yes.
Okay.
My cousin that fell off the roof fixing that at 70 years old after a hurricane. I got to see him in Florida. It broke his leg and his ankle. And he is now able to walk without a boot or anything. But he has to have one more surgery.
Okay, and what's his name?
Randy.
Okay. Okay. Okay, Mike.
I have a joy that my sister visiting today from Bowling Green, Ohio, Dan McVeigh.
There you go. Many of you, well, some of you know Ann. She grew up in this church. And yes, so. Somebody else. Yes. For who?
Jim.
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah, we can definitely do that and continue to pray for healing and strength as I'm assuming he's still going through treatments. Okay, and I'm sure you'll keep us up to date when he gets through and they do more scans to see how it's doing. And yes, so we appreciate that. Any others this morning? Real quickly, a couple others. We want to continue praying for Richard for his recovery, and also for Ellie, and then Jill, who's doing much better after her surgery. Still sore. Last Sunday night, we had a little birthday party together with the family, and it was really wonderful. And she did get to eat and. And we had brownies and ice cream, and that was good. And and got to celebrate with her, and kind of even celebrated her through this this last battle she had too. So we were very thankful for that. But continued strength. She's still got a lot of soreness there and everything. Do you want to share about Robbie or you want me to share it? Okay. Robbie is a Troy Christian graduate and is having his fifth heart surgery. Okay. Fifth heart surgery on Monday. And they're talking about, 12 to 18 hours. That is really long. So it must be something very serious going on there. So we appreciate your prayers for Robbie and asking for the touch there and God's guidance and everything and all that's involved with that. Anybody else this morning? Yes. Yes. Thank you for mentioning that. I thought of that earlier and then I kind of forgot. So thank you. Some of you, the prayer chain knows, but some of you may not know, Doug, who had knee replacement surgery several weeks ago, was doing great and fine. And then all of a sudden he started getting pain in his leg around his knee, found out he's got a blood clot and, put him on medicine and everything. But appreciate your prayers. You know, when you're talking about blood clots, it's always can be serious if it moves to certain areas we don't want it to go to. And so hopefully that they got him on the thinners, that'll begin to dissipate and spread out. And but we'd appreciate your prayers for him this morning. Anybody else this morning? All right. Well, we got then several there, a few of those very serious. And so as he has something to play for us there, we will give you a chance to pray there in your seats, and then I'll come and close us out. Thank you. Lord, we are just so grateful that no matter what we face in life, you are with us, as I was sharing with the kids, that whatever comes our way, whatever seems to overwhelm, or others that we love and care about, that you care about us. Jesus told us that our Heavenly Father sees every sparrow that falls and knows every hair on our heads. And God, today, we trust you. We trust you today. Where peace seems to be absent, and worry and fretting and fears and other things seem to be having their way in our minds and thoughts, God, we trust you today. Jesus, we trust you today to bring us peace, to bring healing, to bring whatever is needed in these situations, and for each one that's here today. Lord, we especially lift up those that have been mentioned. We lift up Robbie this morning, who's going in for this 12 to 18 hour heart surgery tomorrow. God, we just ask that you will guide the surgeons and that entire team that is working there. God, that you will direct and guide and bring healing and mending, whatever and all that's involved there. And Lord, that you will give peace into his heart, Lord, and let him know that you are with him and that he can sense your presence, Lord. Lord, we pray for Kimmy as she's recovering, God, and ask for your continued strength and healing for her. For Linda also, who had this emergency surgery and is now recovering, God, we ask for your healing touch and grace and strength to be with her today. We pray for Randy, Lord, who fell off this roof and damaged his leg and ankle. And God, we thank you for the recovery there. But as he goes back in for another surgery, Lord, we just ask that you would guide and direct and mend and all that's involved there. We lift up Jim to you, God, continuing to ask for your healing and strength for him as he's going through the treatments. And Lord, we're looking forward to that good report that will come about because of the process that's been going on, and we're thankful for that today. Lord, we lift up Doug to you with a blood clot. God, we ask for your healing, for that dissipation of that clot as he's on those thinners, and let that medicine do its work, and that he can have full recovery there, Lord. And Lord, we lift up Richard and Ellie and Jill, Lord. We continue to ask for your healing touch for each of them, healing strength and grace for what they are facing. Lord, we lift up Marianne's friend there that's just been diagnosed with Alzheimer's, God. Lord, we pray for peace. We pray for your comfort today, Lord, and we pray for love. Love that will conquer the fear that comes with knowing. And Lord, we ask for your touch today, your healing touch and your grace for her this morning, and or whoever he, I guess it could be too, Lord. Lord, we pray for those in that northern Kentucky area, many of them that just went through all that flooding and lost so much, and now the hail damage, Lord. God, we ask for your grace and your peace, Lord. We pray for groups and that'll be working. We pray for as they try to deal with their homeowners insurances to get that all worked out. God, we pray for favor and that you will be with every one of those. And we're thankful for that today. We lift up these two unspoken needs today, God. We know that you know each of those needs. We ask that you administer and meet the need there as only you can do. Thank you for all of that. Thank you for your presence with us today. Thank you that you're going to encourage our hearts and strengthen us and build our faith, Lord, as we talk about your beautiful face today that shines upon us every day. And we're thankful for that, that helps us through the battles and struggles of life. And Lord, we ask all of these things now In the name of our Savior, Jesus the Christ, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Thank you for joining with us in prayer this morning, and we thank God for what he's going to do in people's lives because we stood in the gap today and prayed. Well, we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving today. Again, thank you for your faithfulness. And as our ushers come this morning, God bless you as you give today. us join together there for our prayer of dedication in the bulletin. Mighty God, bless these gifts that they might bring strength to our faith, love to your world, and comfort to those in need. In Jesus' name, amen. And you may be seated this morning. This morning we are going to be reading our lectionary psalm for today, Psalm 27. We're going to be reading verses 1 through 9, and then we're going to read verse 14, the very last verse there. You can follow along on the PowerPoint there this morning. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Should I fear anyone? The Lord is a fortress protecting my life. Should I be frightened of anything? When evildoers come at me, trying to eat me up, it's they, my foes and my enemies, who stumble and fall. If an army camps against me, my heart won't be afraid. If war comes up against me, I will continue to trust in this. I have asked one thing from the Lord. It's all I seek. To live in the Lord's house all the days of my life, seeing the Lord's beauty and constantly adoring his temple, because he will shelter me in his own dwelling during the troubling times. He will hide me in a secret place, in his own tent. He will set me up high, safe on a rock. Now my head is higher than the enemies surrounding me, and I will offer sacrifices in God's tent, sacrifices with shouts of joy. I will sing and praise the Lord. Lord, listen to my voice when I cry out. Have mercy on me and answer me. Come, hear, come, my heart says. Seek God's face. Lord, I do seek your face. Please don't hide it from me. Don't push your servant aside angrily. You have been my help, God who saves me. Don't neglect me. Don't leave me all alone. Hope in the Lord. Be strong. Let your heart take courage. Hope in the Lord. That is God's word for us this morning. And I pray that God would add his blessing to the reading of the word this morning, and that the Spirit would give us ears to hear what God wants to say to us this morning. Amen and amen. Well, we talked a little bit about some of the fears and the storms, and we heard about some of the stuff going on. So here's one, and I had already planned this to share this, and then the way everything happened. But so here's my story. One summer night during a severe thunderstorm, a mother was tucking her small son into bed. She was about to turn the light off when he asked in a trembling voice, Mommy, will you stay with me all night? Smiling, his mom gave him a warm, reassuring hug and said to him tenderly, I can't, dear. I have to sleep in Daddy's room. A long silence followed, and at last it was broken by a shaky voice. That big sissy. I want to talk to you this morning about God's beautiful face this morning. Let me ask you a question. This has happened to me on several occasions. But have you ever had one of those days that just everything was going wrong? Nothing was going right. And then you ran into somebody, and when they looked at you, they looked at you with the biggest smile you had ever seen. And in that moment, it just perked you up. It just perked you up. I've run into several occasions where that has happened with me, and I thank God for those times. Because, you know, sometimes when we get in that frame of mind and that mood that settles in sometimes when we're being overwhelmed or nothing's going right, or I don't know. I've had many of those here lately. I lost my billfold, and I thought I left it here at the church, and I couldn't find it. And I went 2 days without my check card, you know, that I pay for everything with. And I came in from school. I had been subbing, and I came in from school, and I went to put my, well, I normally put my billfold and keys in this one spot. And as I was doing that, except I was just my keys and a few other things, it dawned on me, look under the dresser. Guess where it was? Under the dresser. I had looked twice here at the church. I had looked under in my car and under my car and everywhere I was looking for this, throughout the house. And yeah. And, you know, as I was talking a little bit with the kids there, one of the most paralyzing problems in all of life is fear. And here's what the reason I shared about the smiling face and what that means to us in those moments. Because fear in our lives also puts something on our face. So let me share a few of them with you here. Here's one. Here's another. And I tried to pick different ones for what I was thinking of different occasions, what might be happening. Ooh, how about all those accusations or finger pointings or whatever else? This is me when Jody wants to watch scary movies. It's funny, I can watch those at home during the day with light on, but I cannot go to her to a theater where it's dark and watch those movies. And I don't watch a lot of them, but you know. But our fears are directed in so many areas, if you think about it. Fear of the unknown, fear of calamity, fear of sickness, disease, death, fear of people, fear of losing our jobs, fear of attacks. Fear of being misunderstood, fear of rejection, fear of being criticized, fear of being forgotten, fear of being mistreated. And if you struggle with fears and anxieties, hey, you're not alone. We all do. In fact, people have been facing those since the beginning of time. And Psalm 27 kind of explores the psalmist's experience of God's face or presence, and faith in the midst of all that, even while facing, at the same time, threats, fears, and foes. And so, as we look at this morning, I want to talk to you about this in two ways. First of all, I want to talk to you what fear does to us, and that is, fear drains our confidence. Fear drains our confidence. External and internal fears propel our anxieties. I think this is not surprising. None of this is. But I want you to notice that how many times at the beginning of our reading in that psalm, how many times the psalmist mentioned foes and fears. In those first, now, granted, he used or she used, whichever, used other terms or words to express that. But as I was thinking about that, I was thinking that the psalmist is inwardly fretting or vexing over both outward attacks, because remember he talked about being attacked, or if I face war or whatever else, and then he talked a little bit about these inner fears that are there. Those sometimes we can hide if we're really good, but a lot of times it comes out on our faces, as I was showing there a little bit ago. And the problem with both external fears and internal fears is those conditions drive our anxiety and then sap our confidence in the midst of that. I know personally that if I allow fears to sap my confidence, it really affects me as a pastor or as a dad or, gosh, I don't know, in the classroom with the kids. I mean, you've been there. And even though fear may deplete our confidence, faith replenishes our God confidence. And I want you to notice the difference there. I'm not just talking about confidence in ourselves, although that's part of it. But I want to talk a little bit about this, how faith replenishes our God confidence. In other words, I'm talking about that we know God is with us, as I was saying with the sharing with the kids, and that God does not abandon us, even though the psalmist mentioned those things, underlying fears, frets maybe. And still said some interesting faith words in the midst of this. In spite of those internal and external fears, the psalmist projects faith in God, and we read it in the psalm. The Lord is my light and my salvation, or my deliverance, or my rescue. Should I fear anything? The Lord is the stronghold or the fortress in my life. Should I be frightened of anything? And as I was reading that, I was thinking, wow, even in the midst of these underlying fears and frets and foes that were going on there, the psalmist still spoke confidently that about God. And so my question is how did the psalmist remain faith-filled and confident despite his core fears? Now, you might be saying, what do you mean by core fears? Well, what's something that you always are concerned about? What is something that you fear that's always just kind of sneaking its head there underneath everything else? And how did the psalmist refuel with God confidence? Well, I think the answer is obvious in the psalm. And I want to bring that out. And that takes me to my second point. Not only does fear drain our confidence, but God's presence restores our confidence. So the psalmist seems to found that place where in God's presence where it changed everything. Like that smile did for me, that, I don't know, one or two times I can think of. I'm thinking of one specifically. And why is that? Well, here's what I think's going on, and I want you to see, and that seems to be what the psalmist is saying in here. Worship connects us with God's face. Okay, now let me do a little explaining here if you got a little lost with me. In Hebrew, the word for face also means presence. So when it talks about God's presence, you could also say God's face. And what radiates off of God's presence and face is His glory. And when you see pictures in Scripture of light and beauty and all of this and these throne room scenes in places in Scripture that talks about the light and the beauty and the colors and everything in God's presence. That's what's radiating off of God's face or presence. That's His glory. And notice what the psalmist says, and I hope you caught it when I read it. It's all I seek, to live in God's house all the days of my life, seeing the Lord's beauty. Here the psalmist is, struggling with various fears, and the psalmist chooses to abide in God's presence through worship. And the psalmist knew that worshiping God in the temple was like a shelter that gave him a different perspective when facing those fears in life. Think about it when we're in worship. As Scripture is read, as songs are sung, as prayers are lifted up, and then going back to their time, sacrifices were offered, the worshipers beheld divine beauty, contemplated divine presence, and glimpsed at God's goodness, because I didn't talk about that. There's another thing that talks about in Exodus 33 and 34, where God says, when my glory passes by you, you will just get to see a glimpse of my goodness. Why is that? Presence, face, glory, goodness, grace. These are all the things we experience when we gather to worship. We may not even know it. Now, thank God, I am very thankful when I can sense that. Or if you want to say, feel that. When you feel that peace when you're here. When you feel that love when you're here. When you feel that and sense that. Why? Why is that important? Because God's beautiful face scatters our fears. Scatters our fears. And it's so important. And how does that all happen? Well, it happens when the beautiful light of God's face or presence shines on us. Fear is expelled, and blessing and protection result in grace because of that. And we, like the psalmist, can be confident once again, because notice what the psalmist said. I can lift my head up now higher than my enemies. In other words, his perspective has changed. I'm no longer like, oh gosh, how am I going to get through this week? It's so bad. No, we can hold our heads up and we can walk with confidence because we know that God is with us. Because we take the time to allow the light of God's face and presence to outshine our fears and our frets and our foes. And this isn't just something that can happen while we're here. It can happen at home, where you sit down and talk to God and invite God's presence. And all of a sudden, those ugly fears we experience can be replaced with joyful confidence. Now, where do we see the beautiful face of God now? Well, number one, in the face of Jesus. And that was a picture I showed you earlier that you saw, just trying to give you a picture of Jesus. And the reason I grabbed that one is because there was a tenderness in the eyes that was coming through in that picture that grabbed my attention. But also, as I shared last week about our faces shining, is God shines through us. Listen to these words from Paul from 2 Corinthians 4:6. Now God is shining in our hearts to let you know that his glory is seen in the face of Jesus Christ. What's he saying? God's light, God's face, God's presence is shining in us, and it shines off of us, and it lets us know that it shines off of us because it shines off of Jesus. So as we sang that song, shine, Jesus, shine, fill this land with the Father's glory, his presence, the outwardness of his presence, it's shining out of us. So the glory of God that once shone on Moses, as we talked about last week, now shines on the face of Christ and shines in us. And I haven't read that whole thing, and I'm not going to read it all, but if you read the next couple verses in 2 Corinthians 4, listen to the context in which Paul says these words. Listen, see if it sounds like something you've faced in life. Afflicted in every way, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not driven to despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. That's Paul is telling us that in the midst of the most difficult times in our lives, when it seems like we may not make it through, that's when the light of God is shining in us off of the face of Christ. Be encouraged today. God God's face is shining upon us. It's found in the Aaron's blessing in Numbers, where it says, "The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. Lift it up. Give its countenance. Give us peace in the midst of all of that." God's face. Beautiful face. Amen. Amen. Well, let's just take a couple minutes and greet one another. And then we will close out there with our chorus, "Glorify Thy Name." Let's kind of make our way back, and we're going to, if you want to sing out of the hymn book, it's hymn 52, "Glorify Thy Name," the three verses of this chorus. It's pretty easy. If you don't know it, together for our benediction. Go now in the love of God that covers us. May the blessing of Almighty God, Creator, Redeemer, Sustainer, be with us this week. Amen.